How are you, brother and sister?
我先做一低头祈祷.
Let's have a word of prayer.
然后领受神的说话.
To prepare ourselves for God's words.
亲爱的阿爸父神, 我们今天安静地来到你自己的脚前, 来聆听主你自己向我们所讲每一句的恩言.
Dear Heavenly Father, we come down before your feet to prepare our heart to accept the words.
求主耶稣你自己亲自 透過你自己的仆人向我們說話。
Pray that our Lord Jesus will use your servant to speak to us.
求真理的聖靈充滿你自己的仆人。
May the truth of the Spirit fill your servant.
讓講的
May those speak
翻譯的
and interpret
都能夠被你自己的靈的充滿。
Be filled with the Spirit.
求你自己施恩。
Pray that you will show your mercy to us.
求你怜悯我哋
and grace to us.
让我哋生命有所改变
such that our life can be changed.
让我哋将来见你面嘅时候
so when we see you,
唔系空手嚟见你
would not come with empty hands.
乃系丰丰富富嚟见你见你嘅面
but with abundance.
结满晒果子
with abundance and with the bear fruit.
你荣耀主你自己
such that you can be glorified.
奉主耶稣基督圣名而求
we pray all this in Jesus' name.
是咩原因 ？What's the reason for the echo？
唔
可以太近 William， 咁 William 你即係
OK 開始得啦。
咁得唔得？係咁嘅原因。其實呢啲全部呢啲麥全部即係全部唔愛呢啲麥，即係撈曬呢啲撈。全部撈曬嘅 ，OK， 今日冇問題啦，嚟 ，OK， 好。我今日同你睇呢個嘅馬太福音第22章。如果你帶住筆帶住紙咧，希望你咧能夠聽到神同你講一啲嘅説話。
I'm going to share with you on Matthew chapter 22, so hopefully you prepare yourself with a pen and pencil to make some notes along the way。
我希望咧唔好人哋講你就信。
I hope that you will not be take the words so when people speak to you, you would like you to examine the Bible.
聖經講過咁嘅説話。
The Bible has said,
愚蒙人是話都信。
For the fool who believe in everything,
唯有通達嘅人，
only for the discern,
係步步謹慎。
Every step he make is take with caution.
意思即係話，
what it means by that,
人哋講嘅嘢。
What I mean by that is
你留心聽,
when people say you
聽咗之後,
when people say you pay attention,
你自己去 check 清楚係咪真嘅假嘅,
after you heard it, you should examine yourself.
然後你自己作個決定,
and then at the end, you make a decision yourself.
唔好係牧師講你就信啦,
not just listen to whatever the pastor told you.
有啲牧師係假牧師嚟嘅,
some of those may not speak the truth.
唔係先知講嘅嘢你都信啦,
not all the prophets.
有啲先知係假先知啊
！Not all the prophets prophesy a truth. Some of those are false prophets.
彼得後書佢講啊
，In the Second Peter，
第二章第一節
，Second Peter， chapter 2 verse 1。
以前喺你當中有假先知，如今喺你當中都有假師傅啊
！In the past there is a false teacher. Now you also have false prophets.
所以咧，我哋聽到嘅時候
，Therefore when we listen to a sermon，
你唔好以為去到教會你一定聽到真理啊！
Not necessary, you will hear all the truth in the church.
你自己小心去聽下，我今日所講係真還是假
？So I want you to examine what I share with you today.
所以我唔會同你講故仔。
So I'm not going to tell you the story.
我同你講聖經。
I'm going to talk based on the Bible.
將我睇到嘅，我話俾你聽。
What I have observed and learned, I share with you.
睇下你同唔同意我所睇到嘅。
To see if you would agree with me.
馬太福音22章。
Matthew chapter 22,
第一節
verse 1.
耶穌又用比喻對佢哋說
Jesus spoke to them again in parables.
又用比喻
again in parables.
意思即係話22章第一節嘅説話同第21章有關係啦
What I mean by that is this is related to the chapter 21.
如果唔係，佢唔使講又用個比喻。
Otherwise, he won't have to say again.
即是話同你講嘢，你父母同你講嘢。
Means when the parents speak to you.
你唔明。
Once you don't understand.
佢又講。
Then the parents repeat again.
等你明白，明白嗎
？Such that you will understand.
所以如果你單單睇馬太福音廿二章第一節嘅時候，推到一節至第十四節咧，你係唔會明佢講咩嘅。
So if you just read Matthew 22 verse 1 to 14, you will not fully understand the content.
你睇見佢又用比喻嘅時候，你再睇翻前邊啦，三十三節。
So when you see the word said, use a parable again, then you reference back to chapter 21.
廿一章三十三節。
So back to verse 33.
佢話：你哋再聽一個比喻。
So he said, listen to another parable.
咁再聽一個比喻，即是話前頭又要再睇。
Means that's another parable before that.
你有冇試過聽人哋偷聽人哋電話？
Have you ever tried to tap on people's phone?
人哋講咗成四個鐘頭啦，跟住你將最後聽嗰句説話，你唔知人哋講咩嘢。
Let's say just like after 4 hours of the conversation, you tap in and you won't understand the whole content of
it. 明唔明我意思啊？So that's 所以你聽翻全篇，你先明白佢想講乜嘢。
So, in order to understand the full content, you have to review back what was said before.
廿一章三十三節，你哋再聽一個比喻，即是話咧，就咁睇三十三節至到呢個結束嘅四十六節咧，你都唔會明啊。
So if you starting from verse 33 to 46, you will not fully understand the content of it because it said, listen to another parable. So it means there's another parable before that.
你再睇廿八節。
So let's look at verse 28.
耶稣话咩？又说，又说，廿八节啊。
So in there, Jesus said again. I said.
又说，即是话又唔能够又就停喺度啦，系嘛
？So it means it wasn't just terminating there.
记唔记得我上星期我讲咩道啊？我话一个嘅宰牛师，一个识得 cut 啲牛嘅。
Remember last week I shared with you about a butcher.
要 cut 啲肉嘅時候咧，要識得點樣 cut。
A butcher
然後識得點樣去調味，然後吃嗰個人咧就能夠享受呢個豐盛嘅筵席。如果 cut 錯咗嘅時候咧，係吃得唔好嘅。我講得啱唔啱啊？阿 Ray， 阿 Ray 係咪喺度啊？我講得啱唔啱啊 ？Ray。Okay.
So that's the techniques of a butcher to cut the meats from the animal, and also.A chef needs to learn how to marinate that before it's served to the customer.
切牛肉啊，都有啲順文逆文，要原來唔同嘅，食落嚟係唔同嘅，啱唔啱啊
？So that's the techniques on how you cut the meat.
所以你睇聖經，如果你單單睇廿二章咧，睇完咧你就一知半解，就以為明白咧，就害死咗自己啦。
So you don't take things out of context. You don't just read chapter 22.And take the things out of it. You have to reference back to the chapter 21.
彼得后书三章十六节，佢话有啲唔坚固嘅人，冇知识嘅人，强解圣经，如强解别嘅经书，呢啲人系自取沉沦。你睇圣经，你唔明白嘅时候，你乱解嘅时候咧，你系害死自己嘅啫。
So in the Second Peter chapter 3 verse 16, he talks about that people misinterpret the Bible and
destroy himself.
They would destroy themselves at the end.
咁所以睇见第廿一章廿八节，耶稣话又说，咁即是话咧前头又要再睇啦。
So in the verse 28, he said again means you have to reference back to the previous chapter.
咁我尝试咧。就去睇到廿三節，廿一章廿三節。
So we will start with chapter 21, verse 23.
耶穌進咗殿，正教訓人嘅時候，祭司長同埋民間嘅長老咧嚟到問耶穌：你仗著什麼權柄作這些事
？So verse 23, Jesus entered the temple courts, and while he was teaching, the chief priests and the elders of the people came to him. By what authority are you doing these things?They ask.
呢度俾我一啲嘅線索。
This giving me some hints.
耶穌進咗殿。
That when Jesus entered the temple.
喺教訓人嘅時候。
While he was teaching.
一啲祭司長、一啲民間嘅長老、宗教嘅領袖嚟到耶穌面前問耶穌。
And while he was teaching the chief priests and elders of the people,
你仗著乜嘢嘅權柄作這些事？
Came to him and said, by what authority you are doing this teaching?
所以好明顯作這些事唔係十八節至到廿二節嘅這些事。
So obviously, it wasn't, Jesus wasn't teaching or talking about in verse 18 to 22nd.
因為十八節到廿二節咧，唔係喺聖殿作嘅，喺聖殿外邊作嘅，所以你可以唔使睇。
Because the contents in verse 18 to 22 is to talk about the things outside the temple, so you can ignore that.
咁喺聖殿作啲咩嘢咧？
So what did actually teacher Jesus teach in the temple?
喺廿一章十二節開始啦。
It will start from verse 21, chapter 21, verse 12.
耶穌進咗神嘅殿。
Jesus entered the temple area.
佢趕出殿裏一切作買賣嘅人。
And drove out all who were buying and selling there.
佢推倒越換銀紙之人嘅桌子。
He overturned the tables of the money exchangers.
同埋推倒賣鴿子之人嘅凳子。
And the benches of those selling doves.
呢啲人去到聖殿裏邊做買賣做生意。
These people went to the temple to exchange and make deal.
係有牌嘅。
They were licensed dealer.
係邊個俾佢牌㗎？
And who gave them those licenses?
係一啲祭司長、民間嘅長老俾佢牌㗎。
And the teachers of the laws and the chief priests gave them the license.
意思即係話呢啲商人喺殿裏邊做生意，係有啲宗教嘅領袖批准佢，佢先能夠做生意嘅。
What do you mean by that? When they got the license, means the chief priests and the teacher of the law has approved them to do make deal.
耶穌進咗神嘅殿。
When Jesus entered the temple,
將呢班人全部趕曬出去。
He drove them all out.
耶穌覺得呢班人係賊嚟嘅。
Because Jesus thought they were thief.
聖殿唔係賊窩。
A temple is not for a den of robbers.
聖殿係禱告嘅殿。
But the temple is a house of prayer.
係萬民禱告嘅殿。
It's a place for the house of prayer.
嚟到聖殿唔係做生意。
When you come to the church,When we come to the temple, it's not making deal.
来到圣殿向神祈祷。
It's a place that you pray to God.
祈祷之前来到圣殿是听道。
Before you pray, you listen to the sermon.
听了神的恩典，听了神的应许，听了神的怜悯，你就求神怜悯你。
Once you hear the teaching about the mercy and the grace of God, then you ask God for those mercy and grace.
所以第十三节。
Therefore, verse 13.
耶穌趕咗嗰啲人走之後，佢話：我係我趕你哋走，原因我係按住聖經嘅根據，就對他們説：經上最記著説，我嘅殿必稱為禱告嘅殿，你哋倒使佢成為賊窩了。
So after Jesus drove them away, he rebuked them, saying that based on the Bible, he said it is written. He said to them, "My house will be called a house of prayer, but you are making it a den of robbers."
作宗教的领袖、作祭司长、作民间的长老，现在做牧师，应该保持这个教会是一个洁净的教会，不是一个圣洁，不是一个贼窝，不是在教会里面做生意。
So, as a chief priest, a teacher of the law, or a pastor, should keep the integrity and the purity of the church as a prayer, not as a robber.Den of robber.
是应该鼓励弟兄姊妹来到神的殿来听道思想神的说话。
These people should encourage brother and sister to come to the church to listen to his words.
听到神的应许的时候。
When you heard the promises.
知道神怜悯我们的时候。
You knew that God has shown mercy to us.
就求神怜悯我们。
And we will again.
施恩给我们。
Again ask God for more mercy and grace.
所以来到神的殿。
So when we come to the house of God,
除了祷告,
besides the prayer,
除了听道,
besides listening to his words,
还要来到神面前得医治,
and ask God for healing as well.
所以第21章14节,
That's why in verse 14,
来到神的殿的时候,
when we come to the temple,
有些是瞎眼的,
some are blind,
有些是瘸子,
and some are lame,
不能够行路的,
that they cannot walk by themselves.
有人抬到他来到殿的面前,
someone have to carry them to
the temple, 就是求神来医治,
to ask God for healing.
所以这些人呢, 就带这些瞎眼的瘸子去到耶稣的面前。
So that's why these people bring the blind and the lame to the temple.
耶稣就医治了这些人。
Then Jesus healed them.
使到瞎眼嘅得到看见。
The blind can see。
瘸子嘅能够行路。
The limb can walk。
圣经预言。
As prophesied in the Bible。
喺以赛亚书。
In Isaiah。
35章。
Chapter 35。
同埋42章。
And chapter 42.
兩處嘅地方。
In these two chapters。
预言。
It prophesies。
将来有基督出现。
That the Messiah will come。
嚟到你当中嘅时候。
Will come among you。
能够叫瞎眼嘅能够睇到。
And make the blind to see。
瘸嘅能够行走。
And the limb to walk。
跳跃好似鹿一样。
They will hip like a deer。
让呢啲人得到医治。
Such that these people can be cured。
所以耶稣就按住呢个先知以赛亚书所讲嘅预言。
So Jesus performed his miracle according to what is written in Isaiah。
嚟到当中。
To go among, to be with them。
使到瞎眼得看见。
Such that the blind can see。
喺旧约以前。
In the Old Testament,
摩西行好多神迹。
Moses had performed lots of miracles.
以利亚行咗好多神迹。
Same as Elijah.
呢两个大先知都从来冇叫过瞎子能够看见。
But these prophets had never performed miracles to make the blind to see.
圣经预言。
But the Bible.
只有两个人可以叫瞎子看见。
That only two people can make the blind
to see. 第一个就系耶和华神。
The first was Jehovah.
第二个就系佢嘅儿子耶稣基督。
And the second is his son Jesus.
所以耶稣基督嚟到殿。
That's why when Jesus came to the temple,
就喺众人面前。
He performed miracles.
叫瞎子能够看见。
Performed miracles among the people to make the blind to see. The purpose of that.
叫认识圣经嘅人。
Such that those who know the scripture.
明白真理嘅人。
Those who understand the truth.
知道耶稣所作嘅。
Know that. Whatever he performed,
藉著佢嘅神蹟
through his miracle power,
藉著佢嘅説話
through his words,
知道耶穌係基督
such that they know that he is Christ.
耶穌係神嘅兒子
he is the Son of God.
翻翻兩處經文
let's go back to the
以賽亞書三十五章
let's go back to Isaiah 35.
三五章第二節嘅下半句。人必看见耶和华的荣耀。
In second half of the
verse 2,
is that
they will see the glory of the Lord.
They will see the glory of the Lord and the splendor of our God.
亦都看见耶和看见我哋神嘅华美。
The splendor of our God.
睇到咩嘢咧？第三节，你哋要使软弱嘅手。堅壯，無力嘅膝穩固。
So what they see is they see the strengthening of the feeble's hands and the steady the knees that give way.
對膽怯嘅人說：你哋要剛強，不要懼怕。
Say to those with fearful hearts, be strong, do not be fear.
看啊，你哋嘅神必定嚟報仇。
Your God will come.
你嘅神必定嚟施行極大嘅報應。
And he will come with vengeance.
佢必嚟拯救你哋。
With divine retributions.
佢嚟拯救啲瞎眼嘅人。
He will come to save you.
瘸子嘅人。
That the blind be opened.
所以第五节。
The limb lip like deer.
那时。
So at that time.
瞎子嘅眼睛必定睁开。
The eyes, the blind of the eyes will be opened.
聋嘅耳朵必定开通。
The ears of the deaf unstopped.
那时。
Then,
瘸子必定跳躍，好似像鹿一樣。
The limb will leap like a deer.
啞巴嘅舌頭必定能夠歌唱。
And the tongue of the dumb shout for joy.
再睇以賽亞書四十二章。
Let's look at verse 42, Isaiah 42.
以賽亞書剛剛三十五章能夠開人眼睛嘅呢個係耶和華我哋嘅神，係神先能夠做得到，人做唔到。
Only the Son of God can open the eyes of the blind, not any prophets.
以賽亞書四十二章
，verse Isaiah 42.
佢話另外一個可以做到。
Said another one can do that.
就係耶和華神嘅仆人。
Is the servant of God.
四十二章第一節。
So verse 1.
看啊，我嘅仆人，我所扶持嘅，我所揀選嘅，我心裏所喜悅嘅，我已經將我嘅靈賜俾佢嘅。佢必定將公理傳俾外邦。
He said, "He is my servant, whom I uphold, my chosen one, in whom I delight. I will put my spirit on him, and he will bring justice to the nations.
翻去以赛疏35章第四节，他说看啊，你们的神必定来拯救。
Behold, he said,
your God will come to rescue you, right? 这个是神做的。42章呢，看啊，我的仆人必定来救你。你不明白我说什么？我再说。35章就说看啊，看清楚，如果做这件事，这是神来的。到42章，看啊，看清楚，这是我的仆人来的。即是这两个人都可以做得到，明白吗？
Yeah, so in
Isaiah, 明白我说什么？ Yeah,
in Isaiah 34, it said, behold, that the Lord will do that. But in verse, and also in 42, said that my son will do that.
佢都唔係呢度講，唔係賣身，呢度講我個仆人。
My servant, right? We do that.
我所扶持嘅仆人，我所揀選嘅仆人，我心裏所喜悅嘅仆人，呢個係耶穌基督，呢個係神嘅兒子，因為神已經將佢嘅靈賜咗俾佢。
So in verse 32, we say he's my servant that I delight. I will put my spirit on him, which refer to Jesus.
而且呢個仆人咧，去到42章第六節嘅下半節。
And also, a reference back to this servant in chapter 42, verse 6, latter part of verse 6.
神会使到佢个仆人作众民嘅中保。
And he said, I will keep you and will make you to be confidence for the people.
作外邦人嘅光。
And the light for the Gentiles.
所以耶稣佢话我系世界嘅光。
That's why Jesus said, I'm the light of the world.
第七节。
Verse 7.
佢能够开咗瞎子嘅眼睛。
He can open the eyes that are blind.
以赛疏35章讲开人嘅眼睛系边个工作啊
？So in chapter 35 of Isaiah, who can open the blind, the eyes of the blind？
系边个工作啊？耶和华我哋嘅神嘅工作。42章系边个工作啊？系佢个仆人耶稣基督嘅工作，系咪啊？
So、
再俾多节圣经你睇。
So in verse 35 is。The task to open the eyes of the blind is the Lord, but in verse 42, it said the person do that is the servant of God.
詩篇146篇。
Let's look at Psalm 146.
第八節講得好清楚，開人嘅眼睛只係耶和華能夠做得到。如今耶和華將呢個權柄、將呢個榮耀、將呢個華美俾咗佢個仆人。叫人相信佢嘅儿子，如同相信父；唔相信佢嘅仔，连父都冇。
So in Psalm 146, verse 8, it said, "The Lord gives sight to the blind." It said clearly, "It is the God can give sight to the blind." But now God has given the authority and the power to His Son, Jesus Christ. That who has Christ will have Father. Who doesn't accept Christ will not have His Father.
停喺度。
Let's stop here.
我唔知你弟兄姊妹明唔明我讲啲咩嘢。
I'm not sure if you can fully grip what I said.
唔明嘅，唔該，舉舉手好唔好啊
？So if you don't, please lightly raise a hand.
明唔明啊
？You understand?
明
？So looks like everybody understand.
Any 邊度明啊
？Any？
嗱，我話俾你聽啊，喺新約聖經嘅時候，耶穌問嗰班人明唔明？嗰班人話明，其實明唔明啊？其實唔明啊，唔好作狀啊。
So do not be shy. We have the previous example when Jesus Christ asked those people, "Where did they understand?" They said they understand, but actually they don't understand.
即係你係咪唔明我點解會講呢個背景俾你聽係咪啊 ？OK， 係啦，應該要問呢個問題啊嘛。林牧師究竟你講啲咩嘢啊？點解你講呢個背景啊？嗱，背景就係咁樣啦。
So the thing Annie don't understand is she does not understand.Why are you telling me all this background? What does it lead to?
你話有時我哋做宗教嘅領袖，我哋翻教會翻咗幾十年，聽到聽咗幾十年，應該或多或少都聽到一啲嘅真理，啱唔啱啊？但係有時咧，我哋按照我所聽到嘅嘢嚟做出嚟，但後來發現咧係做錯咗。點樣做錯咗啊？佢咧就係將點樣啊？為聖殿揾錢啊！就是、租呢個地方 嚟去俾你 money exchange， 一有啲人啊，啲猶太人啊，唔係個個都係住喺耶路撒冷噶嘛，有啲住喺羅馬，有啲住喺外邊嘅地方噶嘛，嚟到獻祭噶嘛，佢帶佢嗰啲錢嚟獻祭，咁咪要換錢先啦，啱唔啱啊？換錢去獻祭呢個 prime location， 呢個尖沙咀嚟噶嘛，呢度梗係收貴啲啦，明唔明我意思啊？攞拉神啊嘛，嗰度租好貴噶嘛。啱唔啱啊？啲祭司就話幫補下咯，唔使你頂住咪咁辛苦奉獻咯，咪攞呢啲人嚟呃嗰啲人錢咯。明明我講什麼東西啊？宗教領袖啊，將個教會租出去啊，收錢啊，明白嗎
？So what he said is, as the leaders of the church, lots of time we think we understand the truth, and we act according to the truth that we understand is the truth.And people try to make money for the temple. So they agreed to allow people to do deal in the temple. The reason why they allow people to do deal in the temple, part of the reason was that most of the Jewish people, they don't live in Jerusalem. So when they come from long distance to go to Jerusalem, they just bring money rather than the animals to make ready to sacrifice to make sacrifice to God. So they bring the money to the temple, they exchange with the goods.And the leaders at that time thought that this is a good deal, that make them, allow them to do that so that they can have some subsidize for the church finance. But and actually, this is not the right way to do that.
停喺度好唔好啊？嗱，思想一啲問題好唔好
？Let's stop here and think about some.
耶穌去咗聖殿，將呢啲人做生意嘅人全部趕走曬。那班祭司長文士說，我給他權柄來做這些事，你趕他走，你倒了我的飯碗，誰給你權柄做這件事情，明白嗎？明白我為什麼要講這個例子啊？
So the reason now, when Jesus entered the temple, he drove away all the dealer and the leaders of the church at the temple, the chief priests and the law's teacher of the law were not happy because they Jesus overruled their decision and make them not making the money in the church. So that's why they questioned Jesus, by what authority you are doing this?
嗱，睇下啦。我同你思想一個問題啊，將呢個聖經同現在教會所發生嘅事情做一個比較，睇下我哋要唔要悔改？有冇教會租出去俾人哋嚟打 bingo 嘅？有冇聽過？
So I want to use this as a starting point, as a learning, to compare the things done before as compared to current church practice. Have you heard of any other church that they're willing to rent their building for people to do bingo?
打 yoga, 有聽過?
Or rent a church for the people to do yoga?
將教會租出去來給人玩 bingo?
Do they rent the building for people to do bingo?
你唔係聾咗嘛？嗱，呢個咧，你就跳咗三步，我係會講到嘅。我你答翻我個問題先。我問你有冇聽過教會現在租教會俾人去玩 bingo 有冇？係咩教會？以我了解，基督教未墮落到嗰個地步，天主教常常租佢個 church 去做 bingo，OK？、Okay?
Yeah, I heard about this. The practice of this is more from a Catholic church now.
現在喺紐約嘅巡道會 Methodist Church， 以前約翰衛斯理啊呢啲人係好愛主嘅，開始建立教會嘅時候，但係呢家去到地步點樣啊？租俾打 yoga， 租俾跳芭蕾舞啊，跳嗰啲咩舞啊 ？OK， 嚟幫補教會，呢全部都係離開真理。如果耶穌嚟到當中啊！將嗰個主任牧師又會點樣啊？會責備佢，話點解你將呢個地方神嘅殿、萬民禱告嘅殿變為賊窩啊？明白嗎？以前係咁樣，你估現在唔會咁樣啊？ 人做事啊，嗰班領袖啊，作決定做事嘅時候冇睇聖經嘅，就做一啲嘢咧，係得罪神，自己都唔知道啊！明白嗎？耶穌嚟到當中嘅時候啊，喺佢哋面前施行神蹟嘅，佢都唔知道呢個咩啊？神所揀選嘅仆人啊，仲問邊個俾你權柄作呢件事啊？明白嗎？
So, in New York, there's a church, a Methodian church, it was formed by John way back. He's a John disciple. They try to remember the disciple of John. That church rent places to yoga and also to the dance, a dance lesson. And these things happened in the past, and it will also happen in the present time. And people thought that they're doing this, they understand the truth, but actually they have offended God. And they did not realize that when Jesus performed the miracles in the temples, or making the blind to see and the lame to walk, and this is really authenticate his authority as God. He doesn't like those practice.
教会租出去打 bingo 唔好啦，跳芭蕾舞唔好啦。但如果教會租出去俾另一間教會嚟下晝崇拜，咁好冇咧？咁呢件好事嚟嘅。OK， 工人得工價應當得，應該俾租係好。但如果將來神賜福俾我哋，俾我哋有教會嘅時候，如果我哋可以 afford 到，我哋俾佢哋，我哋俾佢用，免費俾佢用，施比受更為乜嘢啊？更為有福。OK。
So it is no good to to rent a church building for bingo or dance, but the church is okay to rent a place for other church for their afternoon service. You know, hopefully in the future God will give us a building, and we will rent it out to other church for the worship free of charge. It's written in the Bible, it's more blessed to receive than to give, to give than receive.
亲爱弟兄姊妹，我哋西邊我哋租唔到教會，我哋租 community。
In here we cannot rent a church, but we got a community hall。
南邊教會我哋嘗試去租 United Church， United Church 話我哋唔需要錢，我哋唔租俾你，所以我哋租佢隔離嘅 community。
But in the Southwest Church we cannot rent a church like a United Church, but we got the community hall next to United Church。
呢家南邊嘅教會嘅人數同西邊嘅教會人數係差唔多。
And the people attending the Southwest Church has the same number as we have in here.
我哋呢家開始咗北邊嘅教會。
And we just start the North Side.
大約嘅人數係超過我哋以前開始西邊嘅人數。
The number of people attending the North Side in the beginning.Is more than the people attending on the southwest side.
我哋以前西邊開始嘅時候，開始崇拜時係11個人。
When we start the service in the southwest side, we start with 11 people.
你教我哋去北邊開始嘅時係15個人。
But on the north side, we start with 15 people.
南邊開始嘅時係4個人。
So on the southwest, we start with 5 people. Sorry, on the west side was 15. Southwest with 5.
下個禮拜係我哋係喺 friend 屋企嚟崇拜咧，係下個禮拜 cancel。
And by the way, we will cancel the next meeting on an offside in Frank's place。
原因因為太近聖誕節，我哋教會裏邊27號有聚會，25號有聚會 ，right？ 所以我哋 cancel 咗。由一月開始，我哋去拿撒勒嗰間教會，嗰間教會租俾我哋係$200一個月。
So the reason why you would cancel in the next week because we have a service in 25th as well as 27th, that's why we cancel. But starting January, we will have a gathering of worship in the north side. It's a church of Nazareth.
呢間教會好恩待我哋，我哋 contact 咗三間教會。
This church has been grateful to us. We have contact three churches.
一間浸會。
The first one was the Baptist.
佢開個會之後，佢話唔租俾我哋。
After they had their elders board meeting, they decided not to rent it to us.
另外一間教會。
And the next one.
我哋 contact 佢，佢即刻話租俾我哋。
The next one, once we contact them, they immediately say okay.
前天我收到封信。
And yesterday I received a letter.
佢話佢租俾我哋。
They said they will rent it to us.
係$100一個星期。
It's $100.
但係只得一間房。
that 100 bucks is only allow us to use one room.
拿撒勒呢間教會兩間房，仲俾我哋 storage room 係$200一個月，地方更大。
But in the Church of Nazareth, they gave us two rooms with a storage room, and which is bigger than the first one, and they only charge us $200.
第一間佢話要我哋自己產船。
The first one that accept us said we have to do some choice, which is to shovel the snow.
第二間佢話唔需要我哋產船。
The second one that accept us say you don't need to do any choice.
第二間啲教會原來嗰間教會就係我哋20年前我哋離開城西嘅時候。我去幫曾牧師開北邊教會嘅時候，我哋曾經係租過佢間教會嘅。
So that's some history of that Church of Nazarenes. Is that 20 years ago, in the West Edmonton Alliance Church had rent that place before.
嗰陣時好興旺嗰間教會。
Had rent that place before under Pastor Sand.
過咗20年之後，呢間個個都老化。
And that at that time that church was very very good, but now people are all retired.
你剩翻咧，只得75個老人家。
And right now the church has only had about 75 people in the congregations.
咁我班同工同我一齊去見嗰場地嘅時候，每一個都心裏邊咧都好火熱，即係我哋好感謝呢個長老租呢個地方俾，因為佢個牧師走咗啊，咁變咗冇牧師係 ready 啊，嗰個牧師咧隔個禮拜嚟同佢講道，我哋祈禱，如果係願意嘅，我哋牧養埋佢75個嘅。老人家，我哋如果佢中意嘅，我哋主若願意，求神幫助我哋夠錢，我哋買咗間教會，好靚好大，但係好老嘅，
so,
空嘅間教會。
So when we went there, when I went there with my staff, pastoral staff, they were really excited.
Only get one pastoral staff. All the other staff, they are not pastoral staff.
Just make you guys feel good.
好似大教會嘅pastoral staff. You get one. What you see is what you get. You know, you get only one. You know.
So we went with the staff to see the place, and they were really excited with all the leaders that to see the place. But that place has no pastor. The pastor only come from Red Deer every second week. So, if God's willing, we are willing to shepherd.The rest of the flocks in there, they are about 75 elderly people.
我哋好多謝呢個長老，我哋contact 呢個長老嘅家庭。我哋一月我哋有宴會嘅時候，我哋邀請佢參加我哋嘅宴會。我哋將呢個長老介紹俾弟兄姊妹識。我哋同佢有一個親密嘅關係，希望咧唔係客家霸地主，係希望即係佢賣俾人嘅時候咧，係賣俾我哋。
So we start with a very good relationship with one of the elders in the family. We plan to invite them to join us for the New Year's banquets. And hopefully we can establish some good relationship with him. So when he considered to sell the building, we will be the first choice for their considerations. We're not trying to take over the place. We want to get the permission first.
好，再翻轉頭，馬太福音第21章。
Let's go back to Matthew chapter 21.
耶稣医好咗呢个瞎子同埋瘸子之后
，After Jesus has healed the blind and the lame.
15节
，Verse 15.
祭司长亲眼见到，文士亲眼见到，看见耶稣所行嘅奇事，又见到小孩子喺殿里边喊着说，喺度唱诗嚟赞美神嘅时候，话和撒勒归于大卫嘅子孙。稱耶穌基督為大衛的子孫，就甚惱怒，做領袖見到呢個嘅神嘅仆人以賽亞書42章嘅事情應驗咗，應該歡天喜地，俯伏喺耶穌嘅面前嚟叩拜神，話感謝神啊！果然差佢個仆人嚟救我哋，應該咁樣開心啦，仲反而去惱怒。你話呢啲咁嘅領袖啊，係咩嘅領袖？係呢啲係咪假嘅？假嘅長老，假嘅文士，係咪假嘅祭司長啊？明唔明我意思啊？如果真嘅，應唔應該識聖經嘅？應唔應該啊
？So in verse 14, say the blind and the lame came to the temple and he healed them. When the chief priests and the teacher of the laws saw the wonderful things he did and the children shouting in the temple's area, say Hosanna to the Son of David, they were indignant.This leader were indignant because they should be happy because if they know the scripture that Isaiah 42 has been fulfilled, they should not be indignant.
佢哋發怒，以為自己發異怒，冇去快快聽，慢慢説，慢慢動怒。
They thought when they were indignant, they thought they were doing that for the, as a righteous act. They have not practiced to the tiny the thing is slow to anger,
quick to
hear, slow to anger,
quick to speak, quick to hear, slow to speak, slow to become angry, 係嘛？佢冇去實行呢樣嘢啫。十六節跟住咧就對耶穌話。呢啲人啊，呢啲孩子啊，所講嘅嘢，讚美你嘅嘢，你聽唔聽見啊？你應該 stop 啊！你唔配呢個讚美嘅意思就話，耶穌咧就話：是啊，我聽到啊，因為佢哋咁樣做啦，佢哋按聖經做啊，你反而冇按住聖經所做啊。聖經點講啊？詩篇第八篇裏邊講，經常説：你必定從嬰孩，耶穌基督神嘅仆人，必定從嬰孩同埋吃奶嘅人口中，從一啲孩子嘅口中。完全了讚美，因為呢啲孩子會讚美大衛嘅子孫，讚美神所揀選嘅仆人，神所愛嘅仆人。你哋反而冇讚美，冇按住詩篇第二篇第八節所講嘅讚美。
So when the teacher of laws and the chief priest heard the children shouting, "Hosanna, son of David," they were questioning Jesus. Say, "Do you hear what these children are saying?" So what undernight between was say.Jesus, you don't deserve all this praising from the children. But Jesus replied to them, have you ever heard from the Psalm chapter 8 said, from
chapter,
the lips...
Chapter 8 was, yeah.
Psalm chapter 8 said, from the lips of the children and infants, you have ordained praises.
反而这些小孩子被圣灵感动去赞美这个大卫的子孙承认耶稣是基督是神所拣选的仆人神所喜悦的仆人基督是什么意思啊？基督是被圣灵充满的，神将圣灵赐了给他，充满了他，以致他能够使到瞎眼的看到，瘸子的能够行走，孩子都知道这个是基督，这些宗教的领袖竟然不知道，还去发脾气。
So the children at that time singing Hosanna to the Son of David, they were filled with the Spirit at that time.So Christ, they were praising Christ. Christ means he was filled with the Spirit, as we said earlier already. Christ fell with the Spirit. That's why he can open the blind and make the limb to walk. But the teachers of the laws and the leaders did not know that.
他这些人发脾气揸住什么？揸住一句圣经，当拜你的主，你的神，当来赞美主。见到这些小孩子没有知识讚美大衛的子孫，所以責備他。耶穌說：你沒有聽過聖經嗎？詩篇第八篇不是讚美大衛的子孫嗎？不是讚美這個彌賽亞嗎？對不對？所以這些人啊，識聖經就識一點點，跟住就說人家異端，批評人家，這些是無知的人。
So the leaders were indignant because they thought that they only have one concept in their mind was that they should only worship God.Alone, not the son of David.
Only praise God.
Only praise God alone, not the son of David. But they forgot that in Psalm 8, it talks about
praising the son of David. 所以佢話耶穌結束嘅時候，第十六節佢話：你冇念過呢個聖經咩？詩篇第八篇你冇念過咩？你念過你唔會咁樣啦。即係好明顯，佢冇念過詩篇第八篇，或者念過都唔明白，亦都冇念過以賽疏三十五章，亦都冇念過以賽疏四十二章，亦都冇念過以賽詩篇一百四十六篇，啱唔啱啊 ？Right?
So at the end, Jesus answered them by challenging them that Have you ever read Psalm 8 or
Psalm 146
or Isaiah 34, 35 and 42?
跟住咧，耶穌都唔同佢解釋嘅，於是咧，耶穌就離開咗佢哋，出城到到伯大尼嘅地方，在那裏住宿。耶穌喺耶路撒冷講道，但伯大尼住宿點解啊？個個聽到嗰啲人啊，係怕呢啲祭司長，怕呢啲文士，怕呢啲長老，唔敢接待耶穌啊！睇到嗎？失去機會接待耶穌的朋友，耶穌冇所謂，耶穌冇出聲，耶穌就喺伯大尼説。
So after Jesus engaged, after the conversation with the leaders of the temple, Jesus went to Bethany to spend the night there. The reason why he went to Bethany from Jerusalem, because the people were afraid to accept Jesus to stay overnight. They don't want to offend the chief priests and the teacher of law, and they miss out opportunity to show hospitality to Jesus. But Jesus is okay. He went to Bethany to stay overnight.
一個老人家，佢大約係幾年前啊，佢同我講啊，佢一面同我講，一面揸住我手，一面望，哎呀，我唔敢俾成西啲弟兄姊妹見到我同你講嘢，即係好似我有麻風咁樣，然後話你咩？ 佢話：然後佢話我好想你嚟探下我啊！然後一面講一面腳震。
So, you know, there's a similar example happened to me a few years ago, and there was an elderly lady holding my hands and have a dialogue with me. But at the same time, she looked around. She was saying that, "Oh, I'm afraid to let other people in Westminster Church can saw me. I was talking to you."
所以我見到耶穌係我個夫子，係我個主，係我個王。 佢都冇地方住，人哋都驚佢。我係佢個仆人，仆人唔能夠帶佢主人，所以冇所謂啦。So
it reminds me about that is even Jesus, he's my teacher, he's my king, he's my Lord. He still faced this type of discrimination from the people. So it sort of encouraged me. Who am I? As a student cannot better than a teacher. So if I face that, that's okay with me.
18節至到22節，耶穌行嘅神蹟，使到呢個無花果樹枯乾，唔係行喺呢啲文士、祭司長同埋長老嘅面前，所以我唔講。講咧就講23節開始。
So I will start from verse 23. I will not talk about the fig tree's wither, because it wasn't that miracle wasn't performed. In front of the chief priest or the teacher of the law.
因為23節，耶穌進到殿，第二日之後再翻去殿裏邊，正教訓人嘅時候，祭司長同文間嘅長老咧嚟問佢啦：你昨天仗著咗咩嘅權柄，將我俾佢權柄，叫佢可以做買賣嘅？你趕曬佢走，邊個俾你權柄啊？我俾佢做，點解你唔俾佢做啊？即係意思係咁樣啊？明唔明我意思啊
？So in the next morning, when Jesus went back from Bethany to Jerusalem. And teacher of the laws and chief priests confront Jesus by asking them, "By what authority are you doing these things?" Though this thing was referenced back to verse 12 to 17, was Jesus make the blind to see and the lame to walk?
唔係，話呢啲都有啦，但係最重要就係趕嗰啲人走。
And also,
佢冇咗錢啊嘛，你趕咗人走，人哋要退錢噶嘛，係嘛？
So they were asking, "By what authority you drove them, the people, the dealer, away from the temple?"
佢話：給你這權柄嘅係誰
？She said, "Who gave you this authority?"
給權柄係邊個啊
？Who gave
authority? 梗係耶和華神啦，即係耶和華神先可以開瞎子嘅眼睛啦。呢家佢俾咗佢個仆人啊嘛，啱唔啱啊？咁你都唔明白，仲要去問？所以耶穌見到呢啲人唔信嘅人咧，話俾你聽，唔信嘅人，你講幾多俾佢聽，佢都係唔信嘅。
So, they were questioning. Jesus, who gave you authority? The only person can give authority is the law. And law has gave authority, which is God. He gave the authority to Jesus to perform the miracles. And they haven't read that. So as an unbeliever, really, sometimes it doesn't matter how many times you repeat to tell them the truth. If they don't believe, they don't believe.
所以聖經怎麼講啊?
That's why the scripture said,
我們做基督徒,
As a Christian, under what condition that when we listen to Scripture, we can understand?
有問知道，未信主嘅人聽到會唔會明白？
Do you think the non-believer will understand the truth?
所以主耶穌佢點講啊？ 喺馬太福音28章嘅大使命裏邊點講啊？18節、19節、20節，看下天上地下所有嘅權柄。 已經俾咗耶穌基督啦，所以耶穌基督揸住呢個權柄，吩咐佢個門徒，所以你哋要去，使萬民作主個門徒，奉 聖父、聖子、聖靈的名為他們施洗，然後怎樣啊？凡我所吩咐你們的，你們都要教訓他遵守，這樣我就會常與你們同在，從今時直到世界末了。幾時教導他們聖經啊？是洗了禮之後才教導啊！現在教會怎樣啊？教會是怎樣啊？教了他九個月啊，是浪費人的時間啊，還未重生，你教他是沒有用的，明白嗎？會不會一個母親教導他的孩子晚在肚子搓一搓晚教多餘的，你說這些東西他聽不到你的，明白我的意思啊？ Hello?
So if you refer back to so who can really understand the truth as as a non-believer? Non-believer will not understand the truth. Because in Matthew chapter 28, verse 18 and 19, Jesus said...
18, 19, 20.
Jesus said, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go to make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I will be with you always to the very end of the age. So it is important that... people have to be born again. To be born again, they have to be baptized first before they can understand the truth. Not to go through baptismal classes of 9 months.
所有的權柄是誰給耶穌的?
Who gave all the authorities in heaven and earth to Jesus?
是天父.
It's from the Father.
天父給了權柄耶穌, 耶穌將這個權柄給了我們, 叫我們帶著主的權柄去, 這個去是 going, 是 participle, 不斷的去。
So when the Lord gave the authority to Jesus, Jesus also passed the authority to us. And we use this authority to go and make this is continuous activities.
所以我們在西邊建立了教會之後，我們去到南邊，南邊建立了教會之後，我們去北邊。
So with the authority from God, we start from the west, then we move to southwest, now we go to the north.
主說你要不斷的去。
Jesus said, you have continuously to go and make disciples.
他給我們權柄叫我們去。
He gave us the authority to go.
停在這裡，我想跟你思想一個問題。
Let's stop here.
28章19節，你們要去，是誰說的？
In Matthew chapter 28, verse 19, who said that you have to go? Go and make.
這句話是誰說的？
Who said that? Go and make disciples. 為
什麼？誰個叫你哋要去啊？耶穌叫去，有冇牧師話要去？嗰班長老執事話唔准去，有冇咁嘅嘢？邊個大？嚇？耶穌大？耶穌大，你咪要趕走咯，拍你走咯。佢話佢大啊嘛。邊個俾你權柄啊？現在啊，好多宗教嘅領袖啊，取代神啊，佢自己冇睇聖經，佢以為自己做領袖，明白嗎？開好多聲氣啊，出口講嘢啊，就顯露佢個內心係敵擋神。如果謙卑嘅時候，應該問牧師啊，好似西邊都未做好，點解你去南邊咧？南邊啱啱開始啫，都未做好，點解你去北邊咧？你問下佢嘅意見先啦。我不准你去，你去我就趕你走，明白嗎？主說要去，長老說不准去， Lorraine 你說去不去？去，去了。
So, so in, so who gave us authority? Is it Jesus gave us authority to say go? And to make a disciple. Sometimes the congregations say, go, I really want to share the gospel with others and to go to other places. But the elders of the church say, no, you don't go because I don't want you to go. So sometimes the leaders of the church replace the authority of God's. And without understanding the truth, when they open the mouth, they actually has offended God already. And sometimes when we have the vision, pastor has the vision to say, after the south side, and well, I want to go to the north, some people make questions. Why you want to go to the north and south has not really established anything yet? But but we still go ahead to go to the north, right? And but some people say if the elders does not approve you to go ahead, and you still go ahead, the elder will say, I will kick you out because you don't listen to the elders' decisions.
我話俾你聽啊，如果呢個事工係神嘅事工，人係攔阻唔到。
So if something I can share with you that if this ministry is the law ministry, no one can stop that.
主耶穌話：我揸住大衛嘅約匙，我開咗冇人能夠關，我關咗都冇人能夠開。
Because Jesus has said that I have hold the key of David. If I open, no one can shut. If I shut, no one can open.
28:19, 你哋去，係耶穌基督叫我哋去。點解耶穌基督叫我哋去？因為天父點樣差遣佢，佢照樣點樣差遣我哋。其實背後係邊個叫我哋去？係父叫我哋去。呢啲人啊，膽好大啊！話俾你聽 ，OK？
So you can see from verse 19, Jesus say, "Go and make the disciple." This authority was given by Jesus. And who gave Jesus? Who asked Jesus to go to make disciples? Is law sent Jesus to make disciples? We just follow the Lord's command, actually.
马太福音28:19，不断的去，要不停的去，停留在一个教会的时候，那个教会会腐化的。
So in verse 20, in 19, it said go. This is a verb tied to action, as continuous actions.
We cannot, 不断的去的时候。
We cannot stop, because when you stop, it will decay. You have to continue to strive.
不斷的去就有新血的來。
When you continue to strive, you will get the new blood.
目的不是叫人作信徒，目的是使萬民作主的門徒。
The purpose of that is not just to make a new believer, but to make a disciple.
不是叫人跟隨你，是叫人跟隨主。
Not to command people to follow you, but to follow Christ.
不是叫人信人的道理，是叫人明白神的真理。
Not to make people understand man's rules, but the truth from the scripture.
不是作人的奴仆，就是作神的奴仆。
Not to make them as servants of man, but the servant of God.
使萬民作主的門徒有三個 participle, 三個的分詞。第一個分詞在19節，不斷的去 going.
To make disciples, there's three action linked to that, to make a disciple. The first is go.
第二個分詞就是不斷的 baptizing， 不斷的洗禮，奉聖父、聖子、聖靈的名給他們施洗。
And the second continuous action is the baptizing.
幾時洗禮？
And when should they be baptized?
信了主就立刻洗禮。
The timing of baptize is once they believe they should baptize.
不是經過舞蹈班。
Not to go through baptismal classes.
使徒行傳。
In the book of
Acts, 第二章教訓我哋。
In the book of Acts, chapter
第八章教訓我哋。
It teaches the same concept.
第十章教訓我哋。
In chapter 8, chapter 10, teaches us the same.
第十九章教訓我哋。
And also 19.
信咗主，即刻洗禮。
Once you believe, you should be baptized.
唔理佢外邦人、猶太人。
And doesn't matter they are Gentiles or Gentiles or they're pagans.
你信咗主唔肯洗禮，你仲係未信。
If youdon't want to be baptized after you think you have believed, you're still not a believer yet.
洗礼表明你悔改。
Baptism means repentance.
表明你归正。
Means you will depart from the evil way.
你信咗唔肯洗。
When you believe and you don't want to baptize.
你未信。
Means you haven't really believed yet.
洗咗啦。
Once you have baptized.
归正啦。
Repent.
重生啦。
Reborn.
有咗神嘅生命啦。
You carry the truth of the word, the truth of God.
你就將神嘅道理嚟教訓佢。
Then you start to teach them with God's words.
如果佢未洗禮
if he hasn't been baptized.
佢仲係一個舊人。
He's still the old person.
好似一個舊皮袋。
Just like old baggage.
你將新酒。
You put the new wine.
新嘅教訓。
New teaching.
倒落舊皮袋裏邊嘅時候。
To the old bag.
個舊皮袋會 stress 嘅時候會爆嘅，酒又漏咗，皮袋又爛咗，所以一個舊人聽道理係唔會明白嘅。你要改變佢生命，重生咗佢。將神嘅道理教訓佢，佢就明白。
So that's why, you don't want to put new wine in the old bag because after that it will stretch and leak. The new wine will leak and the bag will get damaged. Because that's why it's crucial to teach a believer that they have to be reborn again before you start teaching them.
第三個分詞。
And the third actions.
喺第二十節。
Is in verse 20.
不斷嘅 teaching， 不斷嘅教訓。
Is to teach.Continuously teach them.
不是教訓人的遺傳。
Not to teach man's traditions.
不是教宗教的信仰。
Not teach them about the religious practice.
不是statement of faith.
Not the statement of faith.
是教聖經。
But to teach the truth from the Bible.
明白嗎？不是叫人歸入一個宗派。
Not to teach them to belong to
a
denomination.
是歸入耶穌基督。
But to belongs to Christ.
不是作你的門徒。
Not to make you as your disciple.
是作主的門徒。
But to make them as a law disciple.
不是跟從你。
Not to follow you.
不是跟從牧師。
Not the pastor.
不是跟從長老。
Or the elders.
是跟從主。
But the Lord.
明白嗎？我感謝神。
I thank God.
我們今年南邊的洗禮。
This year in the Southwest.
我哋由教會開始到現在
，from beginnings to now，
洗咗62個人
，we had baptized 60 people，
超過一半嘅喺南邊洗禮嘅
，more than half was were from southwest，
係今年洗禮嘅
，it was they were baptized，
係幾時洗禮啊
？When was that？
係信咗就洗嘅
，so they baptized when they believed，
係幾時洗啊？
When?
是我們夏令會這班教會的弟兄姊妹吃到滯了不去夏令會，然後我就打開了給南邊教會那班南邊教會的弟兄姊妹去了之後全部在那裡聽到道理，就在那裡洗禮，18個在那裡洗禮。
So there were about 18 people from the Southwest Church went to the summer camp and they baptized there.
18個洗禮在8月，9月之後12個洗禮。
And in September, there were 12 people baptized.
啊，我仲記得嘅，我傳福音俾阿 Man 嘅時候，阿 Man 都未嚟過教會。咁啊，舊年我同佢講話，阿 Man 你去洗禮啦。佢話我唔需要參加舞蹈班嘛。我話唉，豈有此理！我話你都冇嚟過教會，你都知道有舞蹈班要嘅。你諗下呢啲咁嘅人嘅包袱啊，去到人個腦裏邊啊，真理又冇教導，你明唔明我意思啊？人的傳統教了很多，阿 Man 你必須聽回來的，要信耶穌要經過舞蹈班，誰教你的？我沒有教你的，阿志美教啊，豈有此理，志美，誰教你啊？你爹地教你啊？志美不懂聽廣東話，他要翻譯。
So,
傳統，所以弟兄姊妹曉得傳統，但唔曉得聖經啊！用傳統嚟敵擋聖經、敵擋神啊！仲以為自己為神侍奉啊！我哋要唔要悔改啊？唔識咪悔改咯，唔識嘢係嘛？至尾你邊啲邊聽翻嚟噶？你仲拿你聽回來？啊 ？From West Church？
So when I first met a man, and he never came to the church, so I asked him, once you believe, you should baptize. And the man questioned me, say, I haven't attended any baptismal classes. Why are you asking me to baptize? So you can tell that we do sometimes carry the baggage. Those baggage come from traditions, not from the truth. So I questioned man's other half,Where do you get that idea from? And she said, oh, that's from the other churches to get that. Sometimes we do follow the tradition, but not the truth. And We thought we are serving God, so we should repent.
呢家有人傳啊，喺呢個 City Edmonton 傳啊，話 John Lam 係異端啊，都未聽過道啊，信咗主即刻洗禮啊，聖經都冇翻過啊，就洗禮啊。
So,
so
I also heard some other people saying that I was heresy because emphasized people that once you believe you should be baptized, and they were saying that he encouraged people to baptize even before the baptismal classes. So he's preaching heresy.
佢驚呢個牧師太快做錯咗，好似啲睇醫生嗰時見到醫生開啲藥，喂，點解開呢只啊？點解唔開另一隻？即係好似自己係大醫生咁樣。原來話裏面啱啱啊，佢又出咗好意嘅，佢驚林牧師做得太快。我完全唔知道自己咩嘢，我唔知道咩？我信咗主啊，我教浸禮舞蹈班啊，我自己都唔知道教啲乜嘢啊，我都慢慢咁樣成長啊。我教你九個月，你明白浪費時間啦。你洗咗禮先同我講啊，洗咗禮你同我一齊睇聖經，你先能夠明白聖經啊，明白嗎？明明我講咩嘢啊？浸禮慕道班九個月，九年你都未明啊，朋友。呢個好多傳道人都係照樣點樣啊？照樣係講錯啊。OK。
So I think in the beginning, when man questioned me about my intent to get him to get baptized, I think he was coming from a good intent. Just like we as a patient, sometimes we advise the doctor, are you sure you want to do that? And he probably doesn't want me to be hastened to get him baptized. And, you know, I gone through the tradition of baptismal classes. I was the teacher at that time to teach people, but still I haven't grown from these classes. So when I do things, I'm not doing in hasten. I have a basis on that. My basis on the truth. So once you have baptized, then I will start study the Bible with you. And some of the pastors, they don't understand this concept yet.
I don't want to say who is the pastor. My brother told me, he said his son wants to be baptized.個牧師話：問下佢先啦，冇咁快去洗禮啊！佢都唔知信啲咩嘢，佢自己現在佢做牧師，佢都唔知自己信啲咩嘢。佢話唔好同人哋洗禮，你明唔明我意思啊？一個 baby 啊，我話俾你，我個弟女啊，第一女咧出生嘅時候咧，痛咗咩？痛咗大痛啦，少過三小時 ，OK， 兩小時多。我個細女啊，嗰、那個護士冇經驗啊，即係個護士後生女嚟嘅啫。我 rush to 帶個太太去 night hospital 喺紐約。今日有兩個護士喺度，醫生仲未嚟。佢醫生話去食 lunch。嗰個年輕嘅護士同我個太太講：佢 don't push, don't push, they coming out, don't push, don't push。個老個護士講：你 stupid， 出嚟嗰時都 don't push 都出嚟㗎啦嘛，第二個啦嘛啱啊。點叫佢唔好出嚟，即係叫佢唔好洗禮，擁翻入去。拱死佢噶，拱翻入去，出筋嚟點叫佢唔好出嚟啊？即係呢個人未生過啊！你明唔明我講乜嘢啊？出筋嚟，你拱翻入去啊！真係未生過冇得講嘅啲嘢，啱唔啱啊
？So one time, when I tried to baptize my nephew.Steve's elder son, and the pastor advised him, say, are you sure you want your son to be baptized? Should he really understand the truth, what he believed before he baptized? And actually, it has reminded me about one event in New York. My second daughter, Amy was giving birth in New York for the second daughter. She was in pain for 3 hours. And,At that time, I rushed Amy to the hospital. And the doctor, at that time, the doctor went for lunch. But she is already ready to give birth. And then the nurse said, don't push, don't push. This probably the nurse was afraid because the doctor wasn't around. So the nurse said, stop, don't pushing, just wait. But you cannot, against this natural process of birth. If she need to give birth, that's the time to give birth, just like, A a person, once they believe, they have to go through the process of baptize in order to understand the truth.
To confirm that too, and I think he was a pastor, but now he's a laborer now. Okay, you don't even want to be a bus servant.
求神憐憫啦！但我再翻轉頭，28:20。當我哋聽到主嘅吩咐，不斷嘅去，不斷嘅施洗，不斷嘅教訓，按住呢三個嘅次序，主話：你咁樣做法咧，我就常與你同在，直到世界嘅末了。我哋係有主嘅同在。
So if we get hold to the truth on verse 20, we say, listen to the command to go, baptize and teach.If we do all these three things, God will be with us until the end of the age.
以前我哋受浸要俾錢。
Before,
Harry Ainey 後邊嗰間叫做 Confederation， 我哋俾$100清佢場地，我哋租佢一小時。
Before we have to rent a place in the pool for 1 hour to do baptismal service.
你教啦。Moses 有VIP membership 喺 YMCA， 我哋就用佢 VIP membership， 任何洗礼嘅，今日信主，我今日同你洗礼 ，OK？
But now we utilize Moses membership in YMCA as that make it convenient. So when you decided to baptize, we can just go to YMCA to baptize. We don't have to rent any places or wait for the timing.
我哋睇到神为我哋开咗路。
So we see that God has opened the way for us.
我再講，教訓人遵守神嘅説話，係喺洗禮之前啊，還是洗禮之後？
So I want to repeat again, should we teach people God's word before the baptize or after the baptize?
信主就即刻洗禮。
So when you believe, once you believe, you should be baptized.
洗咗禮之後，就要點樣話？洗咗禮就要遵守神嘅説話，朋友。呢個好多基督徒啊，係白白徒受神嘅恩典啊，冇遵守神嘅説話。佢話我一次得救啊，我永遠得救啊，我已經得救，我唔使遵守神嘅説話。呢個就係我所領受嘅教訓，以前。我教浸你慕道班就咁樣，三好教我噶，白白清義啊，唔係靠行為啊，我就背咗佢啊，我背乜嘢啊？我背以弗所書2:8-9，我冇背以弗所書2:10啊。你們得救係本乎恩，也因著信。得救不是出於恩典，得救不是出於自己，乃出於恩典。得救因為你相信，唔係出於行為，免得你自夸。我們原是佢個工作。第十節，我哋喺基督耶穌裏造成嘅，為要叫我哋行善，就係神所預備我哋行。行善就係要遵守主個道路。主話你信咗主，你係神嘅兒女，你有我個樣式，你行出嚟俾我睇見，你像神嘅兒子，做乞兒咁樣。你話你白白得救，你徒受主恩典，明唔明我意思啊？我冇講到後邊嗰句啦。我都呃咗唔知幾多人啊！其實我都唔係呃人，我自己以為理直氣壯嘅啫。我因為師傅教我噶嘛，因為我冇睇聖經噶嘛，我自己淨係背嗰兩節啊嘛，冇背上文下理啊嘛，冇背第十節啊，我背只第8-9。OK， 我悔改啊！你個悔改就人哋話我係異端啊！嗱，弟兄姊妹，你信咗主唔使遵守神嘅説話，開唔開心啊 ，Queenie？ 唔開心
？So once we baptize people, then we need to teach them about God's words. What we teach them, we need to teach them to obey God's words, and not just receive the grace alone, and.Even those before, I was practicing the same thing. And I was teaching people in the Sunday school classes. It was taught by Simon. And saying that once I believe, I have grace. But only talking about Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8 to 9. I have not looked at 10, so let me read that to you. For it is by grace you have been saved through faith. This is not for yourself. It is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. For we are God's good workmanship. But we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God has prepared in advance for us to do. So once we accept the grace, we have to obey God's to do good works. And if we haven't done that, we should repent. And I myself have taught lots of those wrong teaching to people. Now I repent. But now when I repent, people accuse me as heresy, teaching heresy. So we are God's workmanship. We are formed in Christ. Jesus has renewed us.
怎样重生我们?
How did he renew us?
在这个圣经的旁边, 第十节的旁边, 造成这个写着, 写着, 约翰福音, 3章第5节, 耶稣说, 我实实在在地告诉你们, 人若不是从水和圣灵生, 不能进神的国, 我们进神的国, 藉着洗礼, 藉着圣灵的灵洗, 藉着水洗, 藉着灵洗, 我们重生了, 重生了, 我们要不要行善? 他说要我们行善, 这些善事, 是神预备了我们行的了, 预备了我们行, 你使预备我们行, 这几个字的旁边, 你写下去, 马太福音第22章, 对不起, 马太福音第21章, 33节, 至到第46节,
So we are all God's workmanship, created in Christ to do good works. So if you look at the John chapter 3, verse 5, Jesus said that, I tell you the truth, unless a man is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. So it also reference back to Matthew chapter 21, verse 33 to 46, that we need, once we have received God's command, we need to obey him to do good works, which is the fruit of your belief.
第二章第十節他說我們完事他的工作我們是他的masterpiece他做我們的他要透過我們的生命來彰顯他的榮耀彰顯他的作為如果人家見到他的工作見到是撈事的不好的那些人會相信神啊那些人對嗎你做商人啊 你賣貨,你把最好的產品怎樣在廚室裡面拿來給人看,讓吸引你等你進去這個店裡面來買些東西,明白嗎? 所以神說我們是祂的工作,祂做了我們,要show給你的世人看,怎樣做我們? 是基督耶穌來做我們,怎樣在基督耶穌做我們? 是藉著水,藉著靈的洗,水洗,靈洗,來重生了我們。 这个救人死了,一个新人,叫我们将你的新人来给人看,明白吗?也跟着叫我们行善,靠着他的能力去行善,行出来的时候,这些善事是我老祖预备叫你行的。到时我去到第21章33节的时候,我再讲这里,当你明白我所讲的是什么东西, OK?
So, in Ephesians chapter 10, it said that we are God's workmanship. God used our life in order to glorify him. Just like as a businessman, you want to put all your good merchants out in the store to attract people so that they will buy the stuff from you. But we as a Christians, we would do God's work through the power of Christ and the power of the water and the Spirit, such that we can rely on the Spirit to do good things, to glorify God.
救人可不可以行善啊?
Can old self
重生了的人才可以行善 舊皮袋不會領受新酒的教訓 要新皮袋才能裝著新酒 明白嗎? 要新人才領受新的教訓 所以教訓你不用那麼急著 等他信了主,洗了禮 就跟他說了 現在我就說這些了 明白嗎? 同不同意我所說啊? 我是不是異端啊?
So, for old self, you cannot have no power to do good works. You don't have the strength to good work, to do good work. Only for newborn that they can have the strength to do good works through the Spirit. Old bag cannot carry a new wine. So only new bag can carry new wine. So when you become new, you can carry new wine. And when you become, once you baptized, then I will start teaching you God's words.
唯有新人，唯有重生的人，才能够领受新的教训，遵行新的教训，做一个新人。
Only born again Christian can be ready to accept God's words.
我翻转头，马太福音廿八章。
Let's go back to Matthew 28.
聖經話：凡我所吩咐你哋嘅，但係我哋好多時輕看呢句説話。主話：凡我所吩咐你嘅，你就要都教訓佢哋遵守。意思即係話，傳道人、主學嘅老師、教導人、開口嘅人，一定要首先聽到主嘅吩咐。你唔好將人嘅吩咐，你唔好將人嘅傳統。你要教導人，你要打開本聖經，將聖經的說話來教導人，這樣主就跟你同在。你講你自己的說話，主不會與你同在。 OK?
So in verse 20 say Jesus command us that we need to teach them to obey everything I command you. It's everything. And we should not teach people about traditions, but God's word, and which has come from the Bible, then Christ will be with you.
所以主學嘅老師、傳道人應唔應該多啲看聖經，少啲看呢啲解經書啊？係咪咁難明啊？嗰句説話要唔睇解經書，我唔明呢句説話，還是我自己心硬唔肯遵守主嘅吩咐啊？自以為聰明啊？加咗好多料落去，等你哋明白啊？不需要这样的，朋友，这些字啊，白字黑字很清楚的。凡我所吩咐你，我命令你的东西，你就命令他们就可以了。我负责任，主说我负责任，不用你负责任。懒醒啊，很多牧师啊，他说我讲纯正的道理，他们不喜欢听啊，他们眯埋眼啊，照样讲啊，告诉你，讲到他明白为止啊。学中文都是啊，开始学很辛苦的，啲人学中文辛不辛苦啊？很辛苦啊。講句中文俾我聽下，嚇你考啊！哇，你考喎、啊，同我講國語喎、啊，哇！呢、這個嘢真係啊！你即係話我唔識講國語啫，係咪啊？啊，你考咁樣啊，真係。
So as a Sunday school teacher or the pastor, we should focusing our time on studying the Bible, not spending the time of learn other techniques or study the commentary, because the Bible.Has everything in there that God law teaches to follow His command. So maybe in the beginning it's difficult to grip, but as we continue to strive to study it, we can make it. It's a similar concept of learning other language. For example, Daniel's he already learned some Chinese already.
我話俾你聽啊，16世紀之後，馬丁路德離開咗天主教。馬丁路德睇呢個羅馬書。只係明得部分嘅真理，明白因信稱義嘅道理。馬丁路德唔明白因信成義嘅道理，所以馬丁路德佢話：整本聖經只得65卷書，唔係66卷。佢將呢個雅各書除咗落嚟，佢話雅各書唔係聖經，雅各書係天主教嘅，明白嗎？我解釋俾你聽點解。
In the 16th century, we remember Martin Luther.Depart from Catholic regime. Actually, at that time, he did not fully understand the whole salvation. He only based on part of the book in Roman. It talked about salvation through grace, but he hasn't talked about you have to do good works. So that's why at that time, he only say that in the whole Bible, only 65 books, because he excluded the book of Luke.From the as total of 66 books.
马丁路德以前系天主教嘅神父。
Martin Luther, he was a priest in the Catholic Church.
天主教其中一個嘅傳統係梵蒂岡嘅教訓，人嘅教訓。
So one of the Catholic Church tradition was,
佢要行善先能夠得救。
You have to do good deeds in order to have salvation.
但聖經唔係咁講。
But this is not said in the Bible.
聖經話信耶穌就係行善。
The Bible said you have to believe in Christ, then you do good works.
信耶穌就行善呢句説話係咩意思
？So no, sorry, but the Bible said.When you believe in God, you do good works. What does it mean by believing God? Then you do good works.
信佢嘅救恩。
Believe in His salvation.
信佢嘅拯救。
Believe His.
佢話叫你洗禮。
So if God asks us to baptize,
你就洗禮。
Then you will baptize.
佢話叫你除去舊人。
He said he will forsake your old self.
你就對付你自己嘅舊人。
Then you have to go against your flesh of old
怎樣對付你的舊人呢?
How can you go against your flesh?
背起自己的十字架。
You have to deny yourself and
舍己。
Deny yourself and carry the cross.
不要再按你自己意思做事。
Not do things according to your flesh.
按照主的吩咐來做。
Do according to God's command.
你會跌倒很多次。
You will fail so many times.
主知道。
God knows about it.
所以聖經說。
That's what the Bible says.
一個人覺得自己沒有罪的,這個人自欺。
The Bible said,those who think he has no sin, he is self-deceived.
呢句説話唔係同非基督徒講嘅，呢句説話同基督徒講嘅。
This is the audience of this verse is to the believer, not to non-believer.
喺約翰一書第一章八至第十節，你話自己冇罪就係自欺，真理不在喺你心裏了。
It's in First John, chapter 8, verse 10. If you deny yourself.The truth will not be with you.
但是如果你若認自己嘅罪嘅時候
，But if you confess your sin,
神係信實嘅
，God is faithful,
係公義嘅
，He is righteous,
必要赦免你嘅罪
，He will forgive your sin,
洗淨你一切嘅不義
，And take away all your iniquity.
所以你要俾我睇到
，That's why from here,
我信咗主
，Once we believe in God,
仍然會做好多嘢係得罪咗神。
We will do many things that will offend him.
除非你唔睇聖經。
Unless you don't study the Bible.
你一睇聖經，你發覺你好多樣嘢係違背咗聖經。
When you compare your acts with the truth of the Bible, you know you have to do a lot of things against the truth.
冇按住聖經嘅吩咐去做。
We have not done things according to the Bible's command.
仲教訓人離開咗真理。
And we sometimes mislead people away from the truth.
天主教以為一個人得救係要靠行善。
The Catholic Church thought that in order to have a salvation, you have to gain through good deeds.
不是靠信心,
not through faith.
马丁路德找到你的真理,
Martin Luther found the truth.
但他找到部分的真理,
but he only found part of the truth.
罗马书里面的真正的真理是什么呢?
So the real truth written in Roman, what was that?
是得救, 是靠信主,
is.You have salvation through belief.
信咗主之後,
and once you believe,
每一個都要行善,
each of us has to do good deeds.
每一個都要遵守神的吩咐,
we have to obey His command.
每一個都要作主的門徒,
we have to be His disciple.
我以前以為信耶穌作主的信徒就得噶啦,
before
作主的門徒牧師咪等佢做咯, 佢做長老做執事咪等佢做門徒咯, 我唔做噶。原來主話個個都要作主的門徒啊。
So before I have a misconception that once I believe and I don't have to be God's disciple, let the discipleship be the pastors to be discipleship, but not truth. Once we accept Christ, we all have to be the disciple of Christ.
罗马书第一章十七节。
In Romans chapter 1 verse 17.
因为神的义正在这个福音上显明出来，这义是本于信，以至于信，如经上所记，义人必因信得生。
And there is said, for in the gospel, a righteousness from God is revealed, a righteousness that is by faith, from first to last, just as it is written, the righteous will live by faith.
而马丁路德重点是放在前面。 這義是本於信，沒有看到後面這義是以至於信。
So Martin Luther only understand the first portion of it, did not understand the latter portion of it.
前頭嗰度係信耶穌得永生。
The first portion is to believe in God to have salvation.
後邊嗰度係信耶穌要行善。
The latter part is once you believe, you have to do good deeds.
要得豐盛嘅生命。
Such that you can live in abundance life.
將來唔係空手見主。
So when you go to see Christ, you will not come with, you will not come with empty hands, but bare fruits.
要歸向神
，to turn yourself to God，
耶主將會榮耀你。
In the when you see him, he will
glorify
you。
然後保羅話：呢個唔係我作出嚟噶，義人都要信啦。罪人因信稱義，義人因信得生。呢個得生就係得豐盛嘅生命。
So that's why Paul said, a sinner has to believe in order to be righteous. And Paul said, we have to be righteous. We have to believe in the truth.
罪人因信，罪人因信得你个永生。义人因信得你个丰盛嘅生命。呢个生命系为主而活嘅生命，系背十字架嘅生命。义人啊，信咗主之后要背十字架，系要作主嘅门徒啊，唔系净系作信徒啊。由信徒系前头嗰部分。這義是本於信，是作信徒前頭，後面是什麼？是作門徒，明白我意思嗎？
So let's say that's why Paul said that for the sinner to have a salvation, they have to believe in order to get a salvation. But the latter part of that is talk about a righteous. For a believer to become righteous, you have to live in abundant life. You have to righteous to believe to live an abundant life. First of all, you need to deny yourself and carry the cross. You are not as a believer, but as a disciple of Christ.
我哋信乜嘢啊？
So what do we believe?
信耶穌有永生。
Believe in Jesus that we have salvation.
信耶穌背十字架，將來有榮耀。
So we believe that we have to carry our cross so that
分
分
得開噶。
So do we think they are in they are separable?
可唔可以分開佢啊？我就愛前面嗰部分，唔愛後邊嗰部分，得唔得啊
？Can we pick and choose, pick the first portion and discard the last, the latter portion?
得唔得啊
？Can we?
基督教現在 Evangelical Church 就講前面嗰部分，天主教就講後邊嗰部分。我呢家講乜嘢啊？我講保羅話兩樣都要，明唔明我意思啊？
So some people only emphasize on the first portion and the other.Emphasize on the latter portion. Now I want to share with you as a combine both together.
我結束嗰時候講一個真實嘅事實俾你聽。我識得一個朋友，佢同我講，佢話佢後生嘅時候，佢父親對佢好嚴，喐啲啊攞棍嚟打佢。
Let me before the end, I want to share with you a real story about a brother. Share with me about his past. His dad was really strict. Every time if I make a mistake, he would beat me up with a stick.
父親係用棍嚟打佢，追住佢打。
He chased after me with a stick.
所以佢好反感。
That's why he was rebellious about.
所以佢生咗仔女咧，佢唔打。
That's why he, when he has his own child, he never.
一個人反感嗰樣嘢係會走到另外一個極端啊。
So he never disciplined his son with any stick. He went to extreme.
咁應該點樣啊
？So how do we do that?
打定唔打
？So should we discipline our children with stick or not?
我哋跟住馬丁路德走前面嗰部分啦，或跟住天主教走後邊嗰部分啦，或者兩個部分都要走啊
？Should we follow one way or the other way, or should we do both?
我再俾個例子你好唔好啊
？I can give you another example.
小心聽好嗎？基督教批評天主教，佢話：哇，呢啲神父啊，著到啊，又紅又粉紅啊，咁啊變咗好似咁。你有冇見到呢個牧師又亂著，跟住會有著條短褲翻嚟教會有冇咁樣啊？著拖鞋翻嚟有冇咁樣啊？去見神著拖鞋有冇啊？去見老闆佢唔敢咁樣有冇咁啊？走另外一個極端啊，朋友。
So
唔好咁樣啊。
So before we have a Protestant church criticize Catholic church that they have wear different uniform and so flashy. And then, you know, now in the Protestant church, we saw people wear short and even sandal to come to the church. Are we going extreme on this now?
Hawaii, you may just wear short. You in Edmonton, you wear short. Do you understand what I mean? Then you wear short shorts, short shorts, show your muscle. Don't come to the church. Do you understand? Do you understand what I'm saying? Don't go extreme. 走翻真理嗰度啊！冇錯，天主教係錯，基督教都唔係啱咗好多啊！明白嗎？翻翻去真理裏邊。
So we should not go extreme on both ends. We should go back to the truth. And like Protestant before criticize, there's so many uniform the priest has to wear in the Catholic Church. But now we are going extreme. We so casual.You know, we wear shorts to the church. We should not do that. Wearing shorts is only to go to a nice warm weather in Hawaii.
18 世紀清教即係 Puritan 過聖潔生活嘅人，翻翻回聖經就俾歐洲啲人逼迫，所以嗰啲基督徒咧就逃離邊度啊？逃離美國，逃離加拿大，所以咪浸會開始咯。浸會點解咁堅持要浸落去啊？因為喺歐洲嗰度都唔浸噶，亂嚟噶，所以佢堅持係好噶。咁啊，當佢異端咪逼迫佢殺佢咯，咁咪神咪佢開路咯，咪去到點啊？去到北美咯。好啦，咁啊，以為咁啊浸禮就好好威啦，淨係講浸禮啊。浸會咧好強係浸禮，好強咩啊？教導 teaching 呢兩個係好嘅，但係對咩宣教好弱啊，唔肯去傳道啊，所以宣道會十九世紀又出嚟宣道會啱啱啊？宣道會好強宣教，但係冇教導啊嗰啲人，白痴嘅唔識真理嘅。所以你而家咪又墮落咯？讓教導又要，宣教又要，你唔好自己去 pick 你自己中意嘅嘢，苦瓜牛肉一齊嚟食啊！
錯，
我講完啦，今日。
In 18th century, people practice purity, and they believe in to be pure and to baptize, but at that time.When they baptize, they don't have a pool to baptize. And they were persecuted because of the belief. That's why they left Europe in 18th century to North America. And in North America, they start with the Baptist Church. Baptist Church is good. They emphasize in baptismal service. But they are weak they're also good in teaching, but they are weak in sharing the gospel. That's why in 19th century,we are more emphasized in Alliance Church in to share the gospel with others. But Alliance Church practice is weak in teaching. That's why we need to do both. We need to emphasize in preaching, in baptizing, and also in teaching. We cannot choose one and discard the other. Just like when you eat a bitter's vegetable with beef, you have to eat both, bitter vegetable and the beef together.
So, 靈恩派跟住出嚟啦。靈恩派話你哋都冇聖靈充滿。講到好 boring， 就係咁浸禮，就走去另外一個極端，淨係講方言。我話俾你聽，我唔怕靈恩派嘅，我又唔怕浸會，我尊重浸禮，我又唔怕人哋教導，我尊重聖經嘅教導，我唔怕宣教，我尊重要宣教，我唔怕聖靈嘅充滿。我哋樣樣嘢都要啊，唔好話人哋異端啊！你睇人哋嘅好嘅嘢，係聖經人哋發覺你。缺乏嗰樣嘢，所以嗰個嘅宗派就出咗嚟，明唔明我意思啊？但係唔好你攞咗出嚟之後，其他啲唔愛人哋啲嘢 ，right？ 聖經教導要唔要？宣教要唔要？要唔要聖靈充滿？唔好咁樣話人哋異端啊！我哋無知啊咁樣 ，OK？
That's why we have Baptist Church emphasizing baptism. We have Alliance Church emphasizing sharing the gospel.And then afterwards, people realize that they lack of something. It's the filled with the Spirit. So that's why Pentecostal Church came in pretty strong in North America earlier. And Pentecostal Church find out that people, believe or not, emphasize in their filled with the Spirit. And they don't emphasize speaking tongue. And the Baptist Church emphasize baptism. Alliance Church emphasize in sharing the gospel.Pentecostal church emphasizing filling with the Spirit. I accept them all. None of them, we should not criticize, neither one of those are their heresy. They usually the trend is if one people find out there's a lack of one thing, the other thing emerged, just like Baptist Church, Alliance Church, and Pentecostal Church. We should accept them all, take the best of each denomination, and get the best of it, and accept them all.
只要是按照圣经的教训，我们就可以做得了。凡我所吩咐的，你都要教训他们遵守，我就常与你同在，从今时直到世界的末了。你想不想主与你的教会同在？
So as long as the emphasis is in according with the Bibles, then we should accept them. And then we have to use those to teach them. When we teach them according to God's command, then Christ will be with us until the end.
我们低头祈祷。
Let's pray.
亲爱的爸父神。
Dear Father.
我向你恳求。
I beg to you,
plead to you,
plead to you that you will forgive our ignorance.
你的仆人以前听到人讲就去讲，都没有经过思想。
Myself, I just listen to some of the teaching and never really get into deep thought.
解经书怎样讲，我就怎样讲，我藐视你的说话。
And I just follow the commentary. Whatever the commentary taught me, I just accept it. I sort of ignore your real teaching.
求你赦免。
Pray that you will forgive me.
求你饶恕。
Forgive us.
你是信实的，你是公义的。
You're the faithful and you're righteous.
你必定要赦免我们所有的罪。
You will forgive all of our sins.
洗净我们一切的不义。
Take away our inequity.
求你施恩。
Pray that you will show grace to us.
求你怜悯。
Show mercy to us.
我将弟兄姊妹交你手中。
I commit my brother and sister to you.
帮助我哋尊重你自己嘅说话。
Help us to have a high regard to your words.
你点样讲，我哋就点样做。
Whatever you teach us, we will command us. We will follow.
我需要你嘅同在。
We need you to be with us.
我需要圣灵嘅帮助。
We need to be filled with the Spirit.
圣灵嘅充满。
Filled with the Spirit and the
strength of the Spirit. 圣灵嘅安慰。
And comfort by the Spirit.
当我哋跌倒嘅时候。
When we fall.
聖靈會用說不出的嘆息替我們祈禱。
The Holy Spirit will pray for us.
當我們軟弱的時候，
When we are weak,
主耶穌會坐在神的右邊，會替我們禱告。
Our Lord will sit on the right side of God to pray for us.
有耶穌稱我們為義，
When Jesus claims us to be righteous,
誰能定我們的罪呢？
Who can condemn us?
有耶穌幫助我們，
If God can help us,
誰能敵擋我們呢？
Who can resist us?
難道患難、痛苦、刀劍能够使到基督的爱与我们隔绝吗？
Less troubles, sword, and disaster can apart us from Christ.
我多谢主你自己的爱。
We thank you for your love.
多谢你留下你本嘅宝贵嘅圣经。
Thank you that you have leave your words to us.
让我哋回到家中。
When we go back to home,
查考你嘅话语。
Study your words.
以致我哋明白你嘅真理。
Such that we can understand your truth.
奉耶稣基督圣名而求。
We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.